So someone on the Aussie pop scene, just on the brink of stardom, is someone to definitely look out for, is Bielfield. His new EP just dropped last week, and he joins us now. Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Now, Bielfield, this new EP is going gangbusters, dropped on Friday, and it's already going off its face. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, you know, it was a lot of hard work doing it, but, you know, since Frequency came out last, you know, October, it was kind of like, oh, well, you know, what am I going to do? Am I just going to release some singles or whatnot? So the EP, I'm super excited, you know, that I actually got a body of work.
You're born in Miami, Florida, and you're classically trained in New York University, and then you went to the prestigious Juilliard School for your master's, and you've been an opera singer in your previous life, right?
Yeah, that's true. You know, I'd like to say that that's partially why the range is so humongous on the EP, is just because, you know, of all of my background.
You're very blessed. I mean, you've got an incredible 5-octave range. So for people playing along at home, you are the type of artist like a Mariah Carey or a Celine Dion, but you're male, which is hard to find.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's difficult, too, because I am a guy. You know, my lower voice has a distinct sound that isn't the same as the Mariah Carey and whatnot. So, I mean, part of exploring this EP was literally making the sound that I could live in, you know, and so that my voice could actually
exist. Do you reckon we put you on the spot, Bielfield, so we can hear your vocal range now?
What do you got?
Can I do whistle tones right now?
Yeah, rip it out.
Was that you whistling to your dog? Was that actually how high you can go?
Yeah, that's the whistle tone.
Phenomenal.
So, we're going to have to recalibrate our whole system.
Respect.
Here.
Respect.
Did that even go through?
Yeah, that's
totally
amazing.
Did. That's impressive.
My dog's coming running.
Wow. Well, Taylor Swift made the massive transition from country to pop. There haven't been too many people make the transition from opera to pop, especially males. Can you tell us if anyone else has done what you are now doing? Because you're basically the next big thing, my friend.
Well, that's the thing is I haven't actually heard of anyone doing what I did from classical pop. It doesn't really happen. You know, it's difficult because when I go into a studio, my voice is like the largest voice that most of the guys that I work with have ever had in their booth because I just produce so much volume.
You'd blow their microphones out. The gain would be wound right down.
No, actually, like the microphones literally get blown out. Like I've blown out the microphones before and they're just like, what are we supposed to do? You know, like they don't even know like what that means and like what to do.
So you're living in Sydney now, but you're originally from the States in Florida. So you know of our Margot Robbie, right?
Yes, but I'm not terribly familiar.
That's okay.
That's really bad.
Not at all.
So
not
she's on the front cover at the moment of Vanity Fair, and in that interview, they asked her to do a video tutorial explaining Aussie slang.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
She didn't nail all of them, but we thought we'd test out your skills, considering now you're an Aussie. So, what does fair dinkum mean?
Fair dinkum? What's a fair dinkum? it's like something that's like it's cool, right? It's like chill. It's good.
Yeah.
It's
like... It'll pass.
It actually means, it means something that's true or genuine. So, yeah, we sort of use that in lots of different ways, us Australians.
Bielfield, what about a bag of fruit? Do you know what a bag of fruit is in rhyming Aussie slang?
A bag of fruit?
Any ideas?
What?
You probably have quite a few of these in your cupboard at home.
It's another name for a suit.
A suit?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Where's that? I don't understand where the connection with
it's
that.
It's just Aussie rhyming slang. So like the dog and bone.
Okay.
The phone.
You're losing your mind over this.
I'm sorry. You guys are like breaking me down right now.
Okay. Do you know what it means when we say it's hard yakka?
Cardiacker? A card yakka.
No. Hard. Yes, hard yakka. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's hard work.
Hard work.
Yakka.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hard.
And what about if you were to chuck a sickie tomorrow?
Chuck a sticky.
A sickie.
Chuck a sickie. Is that like a... take a day off maybe.
Yes.
Nailed it. You got one right. Well done, Bielfield. Absolute pleasure to chat to you.
That was so much fun, man.
I'm sweating, you guys. That was harder than any performance I've ever done. It's party call. It's a sweating bullets right now.
Sony Music's hot signing Bielfield. Keep an eye out. This kid's on the rise.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.